So the Rebbe says, so why, what's the, so the Rebbe says, based on this, we understand what the pasuk connects, the day that they arrived in Midbar Sinai, and it continues, Vayichan Sham Yisrael, that they camped as one man with one heart. So Chazal says as follows, the Medrash says, it's very important, Hoyel v'sanu Yisrael as hamachloikas. Since they camped as one man with one heart, since they, at this point, they reached a point where they despised machloikas, v'avu es hasholom, and they loved peace, v'nasu chanoya achas, and they became one encampment, harei hashoh she'etin lahem es teiros. That, so Abraham says, now's the time that I should give them my Torah. What's that connection between giving the Torah in the Midbar with the fact that they hated Machlokes and they rejected and decided to hate Machlokes and embrace and love peace? So he says that the whole point is in order to receive this level of Torah. That's in the Midbar, that's the level of Hefker, that's above individual ownership, it totally transcends the world. How do you become a vessel to that? You have to go out of your Metzias. You have to go out of your individual Metzias, out of your individual existence. Or as the Chazal say, in order to receive the Torah, you have to make yourself Hefker like a Midbar. In order for a person to properly receive the Torah, he has to make himself Hefker, ownerless, meaning he has to go out of his own Metzias, he has to go out of his own individual form, personality, interests, yeah. and his own independent being. He has to reach the ultimate bittul. And this bittul, how is this bittul expressed? How do I see that you're truly not a Metzias? You're truly not a Metzias is when you despise conflict. You can't be in a conflict if you're not a Metzias. Despise conflict, you love peace. If you embrace conflict and reject peace, so obviously you're a Metzias. You can't be in, if you're not a Metzias, you can't be in conflict. So the true measure of when how a person achieved this state of being like a Midbar, of being totally Hefker, well, as we say in Shemin Esav, v'nafshi kafur l'kol tiyah, my soul should be like dust to everyone. God, please send people to step on me. This is what I need. This is what I want. That's what I'm asking you for. In order that I should be able to open my heart to the Torah, I need you to send people to step on me, treat me like dust. This is important to me. So in order to achieve that level, so the Rebbe says, that is the ultimate readiness to receiving the Torah, is when you completely go out of your Metzias, and therefore cannot tolerate conflict, and love and embrace peace. So the Rebbe says, so even though the preparation for giving the Torah in the desert is through bittul, through negating your own individual metzias, but yet we say, what's the lesson? Whoever wants to receive it can come and receive it. What do you mean? I'm not a metzias. How am I supposed to come and receive it? The answer is, it's all God. It's not me. My whole job is to get out of the way. So now you're telling me I can come and be Mekabel and come receive it. Who am I to come receive it? That's the point. The point is that this level of Torah, which totally transcends the world, which you can only relate to through totally negating your existence, now you're supposed to bring that down into your existence. As a recipient, as a person, to the point that it should become your existence and you should study it in with comprehension and with understanding, and even to come up with novel interpretations and insights in Torah and so on. So the Rebbe says, very interestingly, the Rebbe adds in footnote 113, Rebbe says, what's an example of this? We said that the negating conflict and embracing peace comes from negating your own existence. Now we said it's not enough to just negate your own existence. You have to bring down that level of Torah that's revealed to you through negating your own existence and bring it down into your existence. So you have to become a Metzias again. So how does that relate to this idea of rejecting conflict, machlokes, and embracing peace? So the Rebbe says in the footnote that this that you can reject machlokes and love peace because of bittul and a total lack of metzias, but that's not the ultimate. The ultimate is that even when you're in the height of metzias, when you're a metzias of kedusha, that you should be a metzias of kedusha, you should accept and receive the Torah, and you should integrate the Torah into every aspect of your existence, and you should be the height of metzias, and to still be in a state of unity and peace. So here, what the Rebbe was expressing here is that the introduction to Matan Torah is the idea of negating your own existence, bringing that down into your very existence, and this is all to express the idea of how through rejecting argument and conflict, machlokes, and loving peace.